18th, 2026 Public Art Committee meeting. This is our regular meeting, and we can kick it off with our roll call.
Wonderful. Thank you. Erica is not here. Mike Haggerty is not here. Mike, can you say your full name for purposes of the recording?
Sorry, Mike.
If you could just say your full name for the purposes of the recording. Thank you. David is not here. Vicky Jo?
Vicky Jo Sewell.
Judy?
Judy Wetter.
And Taryn?
Taryn Walker.
And Ron?
Ronald Davis.
Wow. And just for the purpose of the recording, I'd like to introduce Ron, who's with Preservation Arts and is here for our item later tonight regarding.
On item number three, our public comment. Have we received any more?
No, we have not.
Okay. So we can close our public comment and move on to the approval of our July 9th, 2026 regular action minute. Does anyone have any revisions, edits?
It's not there. Oh, yeah.
You can still vote for the item. If you don't, we wouldn't be able to pass the item, and we'd be able to vote for the next item.
I did look at it.
Yeah.
I propose we accept the minutes.
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Corrections?
Okay.
With the roll? None?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Doreen?
Yes.
And Ron?
Yes.
Yes, for future reference, it's Michael.
Oh, right. Because I forgot, because Mike wasn't here to make me think that you needed to be Michael. But thank you, Michael.
We can move on to our action items. We have 5.1, 5.2, but I see that our maintenance priority for 2026 is 5.2. Should we move that up to start?
If the body's willing, that'd be great.
Great.
So I was going to make a presentation, and then I thought, Rowan, you could add comment through the slides.
Okay.
If you like. The slides are based on the work that we originally commissioned from Preservation Arts before we set up a contract to do ongoing maintenance. And that was $13,000 work. At an earlier meeting, I provided to you the full Excel sheet that they did ranking all of the works. Tonight's action, it really talks about five of the top priorities that came out of that. Luckily and conducive to it taking action tonight, most of those estimates, and if the cost may rise or be lower, unlikely, but could be, are less than the $50,000 that remains in the budget. We intend to continue to contract for services and continue to work through the list. This is really about what do we do with that existing contract before we do a contract amendment? Can we get something done in the immediate future based on their time and availability? And how does it fit with some other priorities? For example, one might interact with the Ohlone collaboration we proposed. Do we want to think about that? So with that, I will go through the slides. And that's why it's called phase two, because we spent the first $100,000 on Peninsula Telltale and there's $50,000 remaining. And the thoughts are that we could spend this at Shellmount Gateway, Pumpers and Sparky, Reflection of Time, or Look Closely. And there's a little more. There's an image, a description of what was found by Preservation Arts as the condition of the works. And I don't know why this picture is so horrible. We will work on getting a better picture for presentations. But it's been tagged in over 25 locations. Two columns have significant missing or damaged tile, and it's got the problems of being an artwork under an underpass, right? So there's grime and there's things attaching to it. I don't know if you want to add anything about those conditions.
Yeah, it's also located close to a construction site, and I did notice that there was a lot of trucks going in and out. I think quite a lot of the tile damage actually relates to that area because there's no protection around the columns at this entry point. So I'm not sure whether the construction is still ongoing, but I think, you know, if you were going to address this piece, then I think making sure that that is not ongoing, or that there's additional protection first, because it's not much point doing all the work if it's just going to get damaged.
There is not an ongoing construction project.
Okay.
There is storage of courtyard materials and trucks that service it. And then there will be a construction project. This is a condition that will be probably the case for the next 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that context, it's a little bit different. Like those are the operating conditions of the site for the life of a project in a certain way. And so I think we might want to talk, if we consider doing improvements to this site, what that protection would cost. Do we need to do a contract amendment? Like, or is that we do the improvements and then we anticipate our next cycle we would be doing protection on it? If we want to talk about this in more, Maya, the intern I referred to earlier, has done a site inspection and a diagram for exactly where those sides are. This is complicated by the fact, and we do have from the artist a color diagram for every tile. On every column. And so we'll need to replace the tiles specific to the color diagram, but we have that available. Mm-hmm. We might even have the tiles. The maintenance documents we have indicated that they were leaving some, and now there's a question of, was it lost at the courtyard or is it worth that hunt and peck activity? It makes us think about the fact that maybe we need to dedicate a space and filing and somebody who's really tracking where our manuals, materials are.
And can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So the construction site, is that Emeryville Construction or is it a company?
It is Emeryville's city courtyard has storage bins that are under the underpass that trucks pass through these columns to get.
And it's, but that's one. I just want to make sure before I
city of Emeryville.
Should they be giving us some money to keep that thing clean? Because it's an art program that they consistently. Ask them. Like you're coming through here and it's going to be for the next 50 years. It's causing grime and it's messing up the art.
I think the grime is from the location,
right?
The cars overhead.
Right.
I think the graffiti is from yet third parties, right? And then I think it was likely a city of Emeryville truck. It could be somebody else, right? There's other parking that occurs there. We live on the generosity of our friends in Public Works to paint our boxes or repair graffiti. I'm happy to use public art money to return for damage they do for the things that they graciously do for us.
Yeah, I'll put it that way.
I would like to buy some goodwill.
It wouldn't be accusatory.
Was there any indication that the tiles could have been pried off by kids, whoever was doing that. In other areas in other areas there are losses. And what we do find with mosaic kind of murals and tiled elements that as soon as the loss starts, it exposes the break edges to additional damage, and picking is quite a common thing. So there is some urgency in a way to repair missing areas of tile. And it's good that you have a bit of a stockpile. That's always what
we
I
hope to find.
That's always what I recommend because sometimes these tiles will go out of production. The tile companies do change and those things quite frequently. So that is often one of the biggest challenges to repairing these things is actually getting a match on the tiles, especially when they're sort of there's some iridescent elements tiles.
And oh, go
I
on,
had
you
a
too.
couple questions for how long has this been up? How long did it take to accrue this much damage?
It was 2016, maybe, guessing thereabout.
And there are two different things. There's grime, dirt, and then there's lost tiles. Those are the two damage forms.
Yes, and there's quite a lot of graffiti as well,
Oh,
and
I could.
that always kind of
And the lost tiles are attributable to vandalism?
No, more like, or sorry, it was perceived to be given a large patch at a specific height that was maybe a truck or a vehicle. I mean, that's why we might think about protection, plexi or some other material that on the two columns, it's really only on two columns, which seem to be.
But from an overt action, not just from deterioration of the project itself.
Right. The project seems like it's the adhesive is working, the project is intact. It just, something not expected hit it and a glass.
For tile repairs, you've got to do the mortar. It's a mortar, and so you consolidate everything that's remaining. Then it's a mortar, the tile, and then a grout. So there's different stages with drying in between. So there's, yeah, and this kind of a piece, it's requires altering scissor lifts or booms to get to the height. And so you always start with the surface clean, which allows you to check everything over and then doing the repair. So it's a column by column. And we were thinking of having two teams sort of sending the lifts.
And then the last question is, what's the alternative to paying for fixing it?
To leave it unimproved.
That's an option, just.
That has been the standard option until we put Preservation Arts under contract, and we hope to, continue to do work every year. It's just, what are we getting to first? Is that because it's a priority for another project, or is it because, kids might now start picking at them and we'll have more damage if we defer it, kind of like paving projects? Like, what order should we put things in with now the intention to at least get to those top, all the top priorities eventually?
If you left something like this, you would probably have more loss of tile over time. You probably have more graffiti develop, and graffiti kind of encourages more graffiti, so it could have. And graffiti into grouting, it's a very porous material, so it can actually be quite difficult. It's quite easy to remove it off ceramic tile, but of the grouting, it's more difficult. So the job does become
How much is
more
it
involved.
costing per square foot to redo this?
Oh, I don't know what's. I don't know. I couldn't tell you that question. So when we looked at it last year, we had estimated cost of 26,345 because it's a few weeks of work, basically.
And did you ask the artist?
I didn't. The artist is located in Florida. My understanding is the tiles are actually not in print, are available. I might ask them if they have some of them as well. But I think that because this is, they gave us the pattern.
Sure.
So I don't know that there's any
I
unique skill
personally feel that if you put public art up, you should take care of it.
there. So what if we want to look at the specifics of the project, I can pull that up
No, it's
at
just
some time. Yeah.
you
Okay.
don't have to do it as long as you can get the matching tile.
It may be slightly off, right? It may be slightly different color.
And yeah, well, contact the artist is what I say.
Yeah. Understood. Speaking of contacting the artist.
Yes.
I want to be clear, this is Vicky Jo's project. That I've talked with the clerk about if that means she must recuse herself from this item. And I the understanding that we came to was no, because what we're talking about is awarding funds to Preservation Arts to do repairs to the work. So she has not a material interest in this. So we continue on with the question. Mm-hmm. As Vicky Jo has pointed out, this work has needed improvements
for just cleaning for a long time.
Right. The top coatings, corrosion on the edge. My understanding is that there is some damage to Sparky's leg now. And rusted bolts. And so that the bolts make the deinstallation a little more
difficult. I think you should take the bit off and you McNichols now makes stainless steel pattern of that silver back. And I would never put powder bake back there. I'd use stainless steel. And I still have the colors of the powder coating for those. And you can add matching spray paint that goes with them.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Now, notably,
and it would be a lot cheaper if I did it. But there you go.
And Preservation Arts stated that, right? That was full disclosure to received an estimate from you and understanding that. And so that might be a choice that this body with Vicky Jo then
recruits. Let's hear how she's going to do it.
So when we're tackling painting projects, so we are specifying when it's something is super corroded like this, the idea is to really take it back down to the metal and start again. And then you develop a high performance.
So are you going to have it sandblasted?
It would be sandblasted, yeah. So
okay, great.
The cost of this includes industrial painting.
Okay.
Because we are conservators, but we oversee industrial painting. So what we do is we do a blasting with specifications. We do primer layers, and I will work out the recommended paint system. And for a red, which is one of the most fugitive of the pigments in an outdoor environment, I'm looking for a very high performance paint system, like a fluoropolymer or something like that. And so the layer structure of the paint system is carefully worked out to maximize performance over time. So if you're, and then every layer is sanded smooth, and the film thicknesses are measured so that you are compliant with manufacturer's specifications on the paint. So it's a powder coating is generally, they do not hold up as well. And they also can't be sort of in-painted integrated as well. So I don't generally recommend them for public art. It's a lot cheaper for the artist to produce a powder coat, but in general, they're not as long-term as a liquid coating that we call them. And so my proposal includes deinstalling them, taking them to our industrial facility that we work with all the time, writing the specifications, checking all the layering, and then reinstalling them. And they should get a lot more longevity. And with a design like this, where you have a lot of complexity in the cutting out of the pumpers. You've got a lot of edges, got a lot of corrosion potential. And the back mesh is also, there's a bit of a galvanic reaction occurring between, and that's why we're getting.
I wouldn't paint that yet. I'd take it down and put stainless steel there. The company that makes punched out stainless metal, like that's who I bought the metal from originally. Mm. They make all pierced metal. It's called McNichols there in Washington. They make a pattern now in stainless steel, and you wouldn't have to paint that little thin metal again.
And leave it in stainless steel color? Is that what you suggest?
Yeah. Right.
But that's a
disappear.
Well, yeah. But the only thing that's good about that, redoing the metal, it has all kinds of welded connections on it. So, and you're going to sandblast all those little connections. Well, you'll be busy.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, so we, like I say, we use an industrial painter because at the end of the day, you get a better result.
I think it will last longer.
With them, for sure.
But how, tell them how long this lasted. That red stayed pretty good for a long time.
What year did you install it?
2001.
25 years.
That's pretty good.
Better than your house, better than your car.
So, and there's obviously two of these composites as well. There's, there's two and matching. And the one on the right, that's kind of more hidden with bushes and things, is actually in a lot better condition than the one that's more exposed.
That is a hard thing.
Yeah. And then Sparky, it is, you know, the background, I think, just because it's very a plain color. I mean, it has, you know, variations. We can see that there's texturing and you designed it. But essentially, it looks like a blank slate for graffiti artists.
But they didn't do it. I was just there. I just took, there was one person who put their little name on it.
Yeah.
And I took it off.
No, but I can see that there's been a lot of 25 years.
I live here.
Yeah. I can see that there's been a lot of overpainting, though, by DPW or graffiti removal, so there's a lot of patches to it.
They have not overpainted it. No one has. I've been up, like I said, I lived here 25 years, and I'm not a lightweight person. I went there with and graffitied it, coated it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And I, when they wouldn't take care of it, I got tired of cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see where I've gone there, and I cleaned off things.
Wrong.
But no one has ever painted.
Yeah, I don't think Public Works has the paint. I don't think
they don't have the paint. Only me.
Would you propose adding a graffiti coat after we did the gel paint, or would you propose that Public Works would have that specific gel paint, or how would you deal with graffiti in this setting?
A sort of a sacrificial coating would be probably a good idea to help, as long as the sheen is acceptable to the artist.
It is.
Yeah.
But put that on there.
Yeah.
You'll be much happier that you can
okay. Get
it off.
All right. Well, I think we should go and look at it
together. We've been lucky
We've
been lucky in Emeryville. There's not a lot of people don't graffiti. Even in my other things in Emeryville, people haven't really done it.
Little graffiti, except for a scene on the columns and on Sign of the Times.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a dialogue that occurs.
I'm always surprised.
And the colored columns underneath.
But I think paint would last longer, and then we wouldn't have to spend the money again.
Okay. We have three more locations to get to, so
move on. I would suggest if you decide to go forward with that we have an initial meeting on site to define the scope, and that's quite a common thing to do with the art, you know. So I'm happy to do that. Yeah.
Third location is at Doyle Halls Park. Now, understanding that the fountain is not functional. The scope of this work is not to restore the fountain. We're in conversation with Public Works, with the original artist. Is that a possibility? But it's probably not very likely that the fountain would be restored. So the scope of this work is to really deal with the surface conditions, such as grime, graffiti, graffiti overpainting. So this is a place where Public Work has just, you know, painted the stone over when it's there. There's the potential that this location in the subcommittee's discussions with the Lishan tribe have really indicated they really enjoyed working with this artist in another location in Richmond for a collaboration, and they might consider, rather than doing a call, suggesting a collaboration with the artist. So I've talked with the artist. They wouldn't want to add elements to this. They'd want to add additional element, like, you know, Deja of the Lishan tribe had said, you know, maybe we could get a boat made of tule reeds, or looking as impressioned as it was tule. And so maybe that's another location in this park. or maybe it's at the marina or city hall. But so this potentially is being talked about as part of that potential scope of the Ohlone collaboration, but it may yet be another site, and it may yet be physically discontinuous with this. So this may not rise as part of that collaboration and just be a question of like regular maintenance to the project. I don't know if you want to say more about the scope of this work.
And what's the regular maintenance we do?
None.
So I'm quite familiar
with the abatement.
Yeah.
As called in.
Let's add that we can't have the fountain, but it does waste water.
Right. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I'm familiar with this artist's work because there's a whole installation work at San Francisco General Hospital as well, up on the roof up there. And so, yes, there's been a lot of graffiti overpainting, the polished tops, which I think are a really important feature of it, are very scratched up. There's a lot of sort of skateboarding activity around there. And then, you know, there's certain areas of sort of spalling that we call it on the stones where it's sort of starting to chip off the sides. And so we consolidate those kind of things. And I think there's a sacrificial anti-graffiti coating around there right now, which is degrading and failing. And I think that should be reduced and a new application put on, because then it'll make it easier for DPW to deal with it. So we do sometimes write specifications for DPW, or we've even in the past for painted objects, we provide them with the paint so that they can have it on their regular routes, to so that they're not just putting any old color that they've got in the truck. It's the actual matched paint that they have. So, and they can order it. So there's ways in which to kind of immediately.
So if you did maintenance for this, you would buff it up, make it shut the scratch surfaces?
There would be removal of these old sacrificial coatings. We'd be taking off all of the old tagging, the ghosting of the tagging, to bring back the beauty of the stone itself, consolidating any areas of flaking, polishing the polished surfaces to bring back that luster, and then applying the sacrificial anti-graffiti coatings.
Any other questions on this project?
So it sounds like there's more tagging going on than we're admitting.
On the stone?
It sounds like a lot of tagging to me. And I'm just making a statement. I don't have a response for it, but I just want to say, you know, because also we had a piece vandalized in terms of aquatic circus with skateboarders who climbed it and broke several pieces off that I'm still trying to get replaced. But and that also suggests that I might ask too, could we ask for some help with that?
Meaning enforcement, like police activity?
No, also something towards the cost when I get the estimate for what it would cost to replace these pieces that were kicked off by the guys who climbed it.
Are they in the collection?
You mean you'd like to?
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be
conflictual. Are you making a claim? Is I guess what I'm asking.
I'm asking if that's part, since this is a piece of public art.
So the ordinance for private public art, which is the piece you're referring to, not the piece here, is the maintenance is in perpetuity of the property owner. That's the way the ordinance is written.
Which we have always done. But this is vandalism.
Understood. That's why I said it would be like a claim.
Okay.
Because you'd have to see how the city was responsible.
In any case, it sounds to me that we should all be aware that there is more going on than has been in the past.
And I, I guess I would say is that our murals haven't been tagged, and that our murals are often on walls that have previously had a lot of tagging, and that we've had a lot of reduced tagging on that. We have a code enforcement officer who, you know, in the past we haven't had one, and we now have a full-time person who does a lot of work on graffiti abatement. I guess it's probably
the Well, this is great that you'll do this, though, because I hate that stone when you spray it. And then you can just sandblast it a little bit. I think you can do it at the shopping center, that those stones get graffitied all the time, not because they are not art. And they sandblast that by the
Bay Street.
Yeah. And they sandblast the stone and get that paint on. Mm-hmm. They don't have any residue. Mm-hmm. It's pretty remarkable.
But one of the
that they have a portable little one.
One of the biggest problems over there in Doyle is though the skateboarders. I mean, they just they're tearing up that stone because they're always on the edge of the stone.
We can fix
the weak project, but the minute they come back, I mean, they're just going to just.
Is there any way we can put an edge on that or something? They won't want to
move. There are certainly skate stoppers that can be done in different configurations. I think that would have to be a discussion with the artist about affecting the work, how it would affect them.
I think the piece is designed to sit, so if you start putting skate stoppers on there, people not gonna be able to sit on it, which kind of probably would defeat the purpose of his art. So
is there further discussion or questions regarding this piece?
I'm glad that they were tagged.
So look closely. I don't know if you want to describe the conditions.
So there's 12 of these elements spread out over 6 blocks. Some of them are more prominent and visible, and some of them are hidden. And in fact, I couldn't find one or two of them, so we've still got to even going down there a couple of times, so we have to find those. And this is really a kind of a discussion with the artist studio, I think, because there's some questions about fabrication. There's certainly concrete which have inset these photographic panels, and the concrete itself is really extensively cracking and allowing water penetration into the concrete, which is creating a lot of salt issues. And salt expands inside concrete and creates more cracks. So you've got this ongoing problem. And so I think the first step with this is to just get some more information from Wirehouse about how they fabricated these pieces, and that in a sense will inform the treatment. But they do have other things going on. They have, it looks like they've got coatings that are degrading now. They're older coatings, which were probably put on for waterproofing, but to prevent this problem, but these things need maintenance. And then there's a lot of grout replacement needed. Some of them are tipping a little. There's some movement to some of them. There's these salts that we were talking about. And then
are they in parks or water?
They're along the Greenway.
They're along the Greenway. Yeah,
so they're on the street.
Are there, is there irrigation where they are?
There probably is with some of them. Yes. Yeah. Some of them are next to some of the grassy. Yes. I mean, they're all placed beautifully, you know, but yeah. And then you have some sprinkler issues, absolutely, going on to them with mineral deposits. And and then the surfaces, the polished surfaces, have got some blanching and scratching and that thing. So it's really focusing first on the concrete and then on the polished surfaces.
So is this sort of a polished concrete?
It probably was polished at one point, yeah. And they're in very different, varying conditions, each one. And so they're all going to need a little bit of a different approach. So really, as conservators, we're going back to the materials to understand exactly how they're made. I need to see if there's a rebar system inside these things, which could be causing expansion, mm-hmm. and that's why you have cracking. And but for treatment, you know, we definitely want to think about consolidating fills, polishing, and then probably recoating with silane coatings, which are breathable for this type of material.
What year were these made?
I don't recall. Certainly prior to 2010. And so
they're probably at least 15 years old.
Yeah.
Probably 20.
Warehouse tends to be quite responsive mm-hmm. to, we've worked with them on another piece of theirs up in Santa Rosa. So they are quite responsive, which is good news.
Yes.
And this similarly is over 30,000 and the initial estimate.
Yeah, this is a massive job.
And I think that's it. So the question to you tonight is, among the competing priorities with the varying estimated costs, is there a project, or I think there's maybe one case where there's the possibility of moving forward two projects, right? Taking the two lowest cost items and trying to do those. The other thought might be about Art and Culture Month. There are tours that are planned along the Greenway in certain facilities. I think the only thing, I don't think it's affecting Shellman Gateway or Hollis or Dola. I think the Greenway is the only tour that has a work that's on this list. Erin Fong is putting in new visual art grant. Along the way, and then Packard's pieces have been there. And
they wouldn't be refinished by that October anyway.
Fair. I mean, I think that's a question, but it seems like that's...
Unless they can work miracles and do something in 1 month.
Six, and the...
What exactly is the date?
The tour would probably be mid-October.
Mid-October.
Heather Hardinson is installing a mural at Stanford Park. So between the new mural, Aaron's signs, and the birdhouses, and then this work, there's...
And this has to do with which one we pick out here?
No, just additional information.
Good.
Yeah. The action tonight is to... we are asking for a recommendation for which work or two lower cost works to move forward.
I vote for the part that has the stone mm-hmm. and till you find out how to do the concrete one.
Right. We do plan to bring back to you. We plan to move forward with additional contracted work on an as needed basis with Preservation Arts. And
but that park is used by so many people.
Sure. So it sounds like there isn't a lot of discussion, but there's a possible motion. I don't know if there's...
Well, I'd like to hear what other people think. But if you leave graffiti on that stone, they're going to spray paint more graffiti on it. I just don't want it graffitied. People love that park.
What were you going to say, Michael?
For me to understand, this is the stone sculptural. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm for that one as the number one.
Right.
That's the number one. It has the most virtue for the city.
Yeah.
The more people see it, describes the place.
People, it's the one in Hollisburg.
Yes, that's what
people use that park so much. And that I never noticed the graffiti, but I believe.
Oh, I counted everyone.
The Nagasa, we're referring to.
Yes.
City of Kinnipal.
And I think that one should be under some kind of where people check it. Don't let graffiti grow there.
Well, I think both Rowan and I have made statements about changing our procedures around binders, materials, storage, like understanding how we will do maintenance. And what part of why we have wanted to have an ongoing contract with a conservator is so that there is more regular maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. The half-time person, the planner sitting in an office is not well situated to know where graffiti is and to make those priorities happen. So hopefully we'll get through this list of, hey, there's significant left, and then we'll move to some upkeep. You know, maybe it's 5 projects a year that are getting
just someone money. Checking it.
Yeah.
That park especially.
Yeah. And I think to the extent that we can have dedicated space, dedicated materials, specifications, it makes it easier to not have mismatched and ghosting and, mm-hmm. and so that maintenance is more rich.
And conservator protocol is not just the treatment, it's also photography and documentation and a full report at the end.
Right.
So every single material that's used by us on it sets a protocol for future use by, if it's not us, it's a permanent record of the history of the piece. And so it becomes part of that history. So
you all had attached to your agenda last month the report that they had prepared for Peninsula Delta. Mm.
Then I'd like to say that we should do the tile second.
And I think
we're going to go for two, do those two.
And I think that exceeds our available funds, but you could act tonight to say, with the available funds, you want to do Reflections of Time, the Yuka Nagasaka piece in Doyle Hall's Park, and want the next priority to be Shell Mound Gateway with the new contract. Like you could take that action tonight, and then I wouldn't have to bring another item.
That sounds great, because I'm going to keep talking. But okay, then since you don't know how to fix the concrete one, and I think you should meet with me about mine.
Yeah.
And then come back to the committee.
Well, it's not that I don't know how to fix it. It's just that what they made it out of informs what we use on it. So. That's how we.
Well, yes, you might make it better, but I think you have to do more investigation with the.
Definitely, yes, definitely.
That was stated.
And I'd like to hear how you're going to fix mine, so I'll be learn from you. So.
It sounds like the additional discussion. I don't know if others want to speak
about it. Sounds good to me. Just so I'm understanding, you're saying that part of the $50,000 is the piece that was discussed last month.
The original contract was $150,000. Mm-hmm. $100,000 was spent on Peninsula Delta. You received a report as an example, mm-hmm. of the kind of comprehensive detail of materials, actions, photos that was received. Yeah. And the only reason I referenced it. This is the remainder of contract funds that are available is $50,000. Mm-hmm. After spending that, we will need to enter into a contract amendment to have additional dollars in excess of the $50,000. Mm-hmm. So if I understood what I heard as a draft motion was proceed with work at Doyle Hall's Park for the sculpture there, and then after a new contract is established, proceed with repairs to Shell Mound Gateway and to further develop the scope for the remaining two priorities, which could then be included in the future contract.
The only thing I would ask about that is, when is the future contract, when is that going to happen?
I think what we hoped is that we would have $150,000 for a 2-year contract, right. And then we do another,
right.
$150,000 2-year contract.
Right.
So that gets us to, I think, July of next year. So that, it's possible we could move it up just depending on stuff.
So, man, I personally would say I wouldn't even specify what the next project is, because it's such a period of time that other things could move. Want to move ahead of it. So just because of deterioration, because it's 8 months or whatever. So I would personally leave an open ended and not necessarily specify specifically that it's going to be whatever that next the tile project.
It's a lift to bring the item to ask you all. It takes 45 minutes of your time
right.
to get there. What I might suggest is that you move forward with Shellman Gateway. And if we, in working with having regular Constellation or Republic Works between now and when we're able to contract it for you, have another priority, we will absolutely bring it.
Yeah.
Right. Like then we'll take the time to talk about it. We'll take the time to bring the staff report. But if nothing else happens, no further action needs to happen. So I think Vicky just made the two with that caveat that I've added as the motion. Is there a second?
I like that you're doing it. I don't think we can take it slower until we figure out.
I mean, we could certainly get to the Ngazi piece in the late fall. So October time would be November would be a great time for this project, I think. So
we might have a lot of rain in November. El Niño's coming.
Super El Niño. Oh,
super
El Niño. Oh, my God.
What's coming? The predictions are getting tighter that it's bigger.
Oh, good. No problem.
Okay. October, then.
We want to do it this year, probably, because I think it's going to be November or January.
Yeah.
There's been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Or
no, were you saying that your contract will start next year? Or?
No, she has an existing contract with money in it to do Doyle Halls Park.
Okay, good.
And I need to mobilize a contract amendment. Carrie needs to mobilize. You know, we got to fit it into our scope of, you know, our work to get her a new contract to do anything related to Gateway or any of the other projects.
Right? Yeah.
So that's the motion here. Is to, under the existing contract, move forward, hopefully by October, in Doyle Halls Park, and under the existing contract, and then arrange a contract amendment for additional work for which the first priority, unless action is taken, would be Shellman Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, understanding that's the motion, Michael.
Yes, I vote for it.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Doreen?
Yes.
And Ron?
Yes.
Who seconded?
Judy Ryder. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say that our main studio is in Temescal. That's up 47th Street, MLK. Any of you are very welcome to come and visit. It's huge. It's a very interesting place, and we also have our secondary space on Park, just down the road at Park.
Yes,
on Park as well. So
you're in rhythm.
Yes. So we're wonderful. So anyway,
right. That's really great.
We drop in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone want to go?
Well, I will come and visit you.
Yes, please do. Yes.
I wish more cities would do the maintenance. No, I'm a public artist, really.
Yeah.
My heart gets broken by the times I see the work.
Yeah,
people wash their cars more.
Right.
Watching an artwork deteriorate.
Really depressing.
Yeah.
Well, we are trying. This is that has been heard, and this is the effort to make amends. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So
5.1, yeah. So we can circle back to our 5.1 visual art and signage.
And so for those of you who are on the committee, Michael, this is new for you. You discussed that our visual art grant program got rolled out. We did some fun projects. There was a lot of stuff out and people were going, hey, where'd that come from? What is that? Who did it? And so you took action to say you wanted to consider a visual art grant program, plaque program. And we thought this might be an opportunity to kind of brand the program. We took an element from the 40th Street public art that you've seen and played that into the sign. There's an option where we don't do that. So that's kind of the question tonight. Do you, you know, this at the basic level, it's to have the artwork and it's artist information. We plan to have a QR code unique to the artist that either if they have no information, it would just go to our something on our website.
Right.
And if they have their own unique information and they want to do more, it can go to their website. Mm-hmm. But we have a unique, just like the Historical Society has a QR code that's specific to the building it's in front of. So each sign would have its own, you know, unique to that artwork. And then just a little summary, which you'll see, about the visual art grant. A second QR code that says, here's how, if you wanted to do a project like this, you could find out about a visual art grant program and the money in the city and what it does. And so, and then, you know, the city's logo. So that's what we anticipate to share with folks. And the considerations for you tonight is this too big? Is it too small? Is it, you know, communicating in the way you want? Should it have rounded corners? Are there concerns about squares? And this new logo, should it be included or omitted? And this is the logo that was created as part of the 40th Street Public Art Project and will be on some signage on 40th. So maybe it's in this signage as well. That is a thought. And then there are several options I'm going to go through, and they have slight variations from blue to green to having a wave to having the logo. So, you know, maybe we can just quickly go through these and then we can talk about what elements work or don't work. And I'll come back to that. And then just to say, they're relatively cheap signs based on what the Historical Society got. This doesn't include installation. When I say $1,500 for us going to an outside contractor, it might be that Public Works is willing to do it. So that's the gratitude I want to build with them, right? That $1,500 is really for this first cycle. Like, I think we're going to have more cost in labor than the works. And then it would be additional costs if we continue the program. And so this is assuming kind of just costing out 5 years of the program.
Do you do it for all the other public art we do?
We are also looking at, so the all the purchase awards that are in the building get indoor plaques. So yeah, okay. They do.
That's not my question, but
so for the commissions, we have not. Some of them do, some of them don't. But we are working on getting a contract
deal. Well, I can't be very excited about that until you actually have plaques for all the public art that we do in the city.
This came as a question that the PAC took action on that I'm responding to.
I don't remember it, but okay.
And you might not have been at that meeting. I don't know. Packer Jennings was here at the time. The addition of plaques to our other work is something we are not coming to you asking the question of. We're just trying to do it because it has a standard. It's not branded like this. It doesn't have color. It's the piece, the plaque that's out here for Roger Berry's piece is the thing we would bring to Gateway or to Doyle Hollis Park or to Pumpers and Sparky. And so, or Ned Kahn on the same building, right? None of them have.
Do you remember that the ordinance was that was for our public art, that artists had to supply their own plaque? And that the other public art has a unstandard plaques already?
Private public art is...
No, I'm talking about ones that belong to the city that have plaques.
Right.
That were done before you came to us.
We are trying to get to a, you know, Gateway, we can't put it on the wall and it's exterior. We're trying for a standard, it's inside, and a reused, ideally standard concrete plinth with bronze inlay.
But are you just going to fill the greenway up with inexpensive aluminum plaques?
I think we thought that, you know, for example, Aaron or Packard's, that it wouldn't be so.
Aaron's are pretty inexpensive aluminum plaques to begin with.
Right. The thought, and this is something we can talk about, right? But the thought was maybe there were three. You know, she's putting in 20, and maybe on the south.
Three plaques for her.
I see.
Yeah, one on the south end of the city.
I'm glad you started out so well.
One in the middle of town and one on the north end of town, right? So if somebody doesn't walk the whole thing, they find out one place. But no, we don't want to do 20 signs for the woman who's making 20 signs. And Packard is in his current grant making his own wooden. And the visual art grant program now states if an artist wants to do their own signage, and I think Elliot Stuber will do this as well, they can do that. And they could also have the sign, or they could not have the sign.
So this is written into our grant already, this signage?
No. The grants happened before this program was created. And so the thought is that if we start it with these first, you know, the 11 that have happened and the 10 going forward, that we need to commit to that and to understand that that would be an ongoing cost. But it seems as long as Public Works is willing to do the installation, it's relatively low cost. If we have to go outside, those are some unknown, but higher costs.
Hey, to catch up with a certain amount of this, There don't exist identifying plaques right now with the Emeryville-owned art that's in the public?
There is a subset of works that do not have plaques. Some works do.
And
the visual art grants do not at all, and we're trying to create a program for the visual art grants.
Do we actually generate the plaques for the ones that don't have plaques?
But they're differentiated from the existing collection of public art we already have.
And it differentiated why?
They won't have a plaque, but these people are going to grant a pamphlet.
As I stated twice now, the city is looking at where we are missing plaques on existing works that are not visual art grants, and we are trying to backfill those. But those are unique locations.
But what makes visual art grants different from other public art grants? Public art?
The audience looking at them may want to pursue those funds themselves. It is a, and the curation of it.
You think the plaque will attract artists to apply for grants?
It will explain what the work is. The other element is that it's got a QR code so it can have more information. The questions asked about Packard's work included about the art, about the material, about the commission, about the sustainability.
That could be asked of any artist of any public art.
And we've tried.
I feel that you protect, so you favor this program over the other previous public art.
This program.
That's my feeling. It's a feeling. It's not a fact.
Sure. The question asked of staff, brought by a member of the public and
to well, the Well, you've addressed it, and I've told you how I'm going to vote.
If we did decide to do this, we decide it's a good idea. What is the actual procedure? Who does it? How does it get done?
You make the recommendations. We finalize the designs. We finalize the budget costs, and we staff. Commission.
So we would be doing the design?
No, the design.
He just showed this to us. The big
tonight, I am asking for you to look at these six designs and pick something.
Or modify basically them. Like this size.
Yeah. Yeah. About that, yes. And is that, you know, and give us design guidance, and then we finalize it using, you know, variation from this. And then we go and commission it. We give the graphic design to somebody.
Go through the five one
sure.
at a time.
Yeah. So the real questions are about
the logo
spacing.
I'm concerned, though, if there's any kind of like dirt or dust that accumulates with these. There's design 3, 4, 5, 6. They all have that slightly shaded middle area.
Uh-huh.
It might be hard to scan that QR code.
So you're
you. I would lean towards design 1 or 2.
Okay.
Just right. For the.
And I think you could. I think your comment could be, maybe we don't want a grayscale behind a QR code, and then you could say, but I like design three. Right. If we made that modification.
First thing I would say, just the city of Marysville logo is too big, proportionately, just because it's kind of redundant. And since the information, everything in there is branded City of Marysville, so the logo doesn't need to be that big.
Neither of them.
No, the visual art, I mean, I'm not opposed to that because it's telling you what the program is, but just the City of Marysville art in public places, to the left of that, City of Marysville funds the visual arts program, art in public places. So that's a little bit of redundancy going on. So I just make it a little bit smaller.
Sure.
Other than that, I mean, I liked number five because I like the greenish color.
I like the green, but are there any issues with like color blindness that we have to consider? So that's all black except for a visual art grant.
So you can kind of like flip those, like you're talking about. If you don't like the gray behind that, you can always make that white and just kind of like take some elements from the other one and just mix it up a little bit.
As an artist, I would prefer to have the artist's name first.
Okay.
I think traditional keeps it to put the title first, so.
I would have to go look at another plaque in this building to let you know how we do it, but I think the artwork is the largest element title. Is there a motion regarding moving forward with the program using this design? And I mean, I think Vicky's comment could be taken to ask the body if you would like this not to be branded as the visual art grant program, but as the art in public places program, and the fill-in work that we're trying to do, we use this as a plaque that's lower cost than the other kinds of plaques we might use, and has the flexibility of having
the QR. Use this as your template, and then I don't care if it has visual arts grant, but put public art, Emeryville public art underneath it for.
So I think that's a reasonable
idea.
Conversation.
Because there's so much out there, even the murals that need it glued to the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this has been a concern of mine.
So I'd like to see it all.
Okay. And so is what I'm hearing in agreement is design five reworked as the art in public places program. And, you know, maybe we put under year something like, was this visual art grant? Was it a purchase award? Was, you know, like something.
Just put in a public art, public PAC commission, you know, public art commission.
Okay.
But how many programs do we have?
We have art that is installed as part of the municipal building or facility call. We have the purchase award. We have the Rotten City Cultural District donations. And we have the visual art grant program.
Well, then you have to put that title underneath.
Well, does everything fall under one umbrella?
Art in public places program.
So then this art in public places program.
Yeah.
And then you specify in the body copy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Right under year might be that detail.
Or right under where it says art in public places at the top, art in public places. Right. Program, then you specify
which one it is in that.
Yeah. RCCD donation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I would like to see that.
Great.
I have a couple nits with the copy. Mm-hmm. I think we could probably just remove that word extracted because it strikes me as odd. At the bottom, I don't even think we really need it. Funds from local development is probably fine. Mm-hmm. And then about the work, about the program. That seems a bit redundant.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Extracted is good to take out.
And I think we're just trying to differentiate the QR codes. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the bout is not needed, but maybe one's trying to label it.
Yeah.
Work, the work, yeah. And the program.
Like art verb or,
right.
Okay.
Or the AIPP.
Right. Oh, you can put information afterwards. Work information, program information.
Okay. So those copy edits are understood. The logo made smaller. It sounded like there was agreement about that. Checking that there's no issues with color blindness on this.
Are we all for the green? And can you change the design so that there isn't gradation under
this? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand that.
That all go.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the question here is how are we feeling about the logo? Like, yeah. Are we going to brand the program with this? Because if we move from the visual art, now it's the art and program, then that's the logo for it. And glad to hear. The chair and maybe the other members.
I
get used to it.
I think having art on there is a good idea.
Yeah, okay, great. Is there anything that I haven't said that you want to change? The gray is coming off. We're checking about color blindness. The logo is going to be smaller. The copy is going to change for the QR codes. The program is going to be different. We're going to do this for all programs. We're going to differentiate that in the copy that's there, the sentence above, and extracted is going to be removed, and the gray is going to be removed.
And then, so what does the copy down at the bottom now become, since it's
the City of Emeryville funds
the Art in Public Places
program from local development?
I didn't even be able to type that a little further.
Well, if anyone wants to send some language,
well, actually, I was going to say, if you have a QR code up there that says about the program, then you need to copy.
Yeah, we might be able to, since we're shortening the words, move that program to that QR code just next to those words so that it explains why you go to the QR code.
To the left and then make about the work to the right?
Yeah, and so the work is just maybe right under here, like aligned with that central aligned.
You're going to have to do some writing, though. You'll have to say Rotten City Cultural District.
That'll be up at the top.
Yeah, you'll have to explain a little bit. And that funds came from California Arts Council.
Not anymore. Now the residencies are funded by the city's Art and Public Places program.
We are? And how much are we giving them?
$30,000.
For this year?
This year's residencies.
So we're all set for this year.
2026.
What about next year?
That is a discussion that is not on the agenda tonight.
Ask your husband to look for grants for us.
Yeah, actually, the layout's fine. I think just flip the QR codes.
I see. Okay.
And then the balance will stay.
The green in the corner doesn't need to be there, I don't think. The lower corner.
Agreement?
I think they're just using it to kind of anchor the logo, otherwise they feel like it's floating, but it might be fine. Once they shrink it.
Yeah.
I was going to say I guess one of the problems is the logo has a different green.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when it's smaller, it would fit in that corner, like just be tucked in there. Maybe we can make those two greens the same. Okay.
So it's going to be many more plaques, so your budget will grow.
It will, but this lowers the cost of the plaques we were doing for other elements. This is a lower cost than the other plaques we would have otherwise used. This
I think that having plaques all similar is good.
Okay. So there's currently a motion to expand the plaque program as proposed with this design, with the modifications as has been outlined, to the whole Art in Public Places program. I think one thing I really want to clarify is inside the building, we have used a traditional braille. This has no braille. And so maybe we're making the distinction that this is for exterior locations and we're using white plaques with braille with ADA in the buildings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to, before we, because it would be a lot of work and money to take out every plaque we have and put this in. So I want to, this is for.
Grail is great, but
And not all the locations are going to be allowed people to get close enough to place the plaque. So
right. You might not even be able to see it. And you read it.
Yeah.
You can take a picture, though.
So are people feeling like there's a clear motion that somebody wants to make? Is there any more discussion or thought?
I move we proceed with design number 5 with modifications agreed to.
Okay. Is that the
Congratulations,
you got both through and both happened.
We have a couple information items, starting with 6.1. We have a vacancy on the pack.
I just wanted to let you all know that Trace Fortune moved out of Emeryville and was not able to ever sit her seat as she was appointed on the PAC. And so for purposes of a quorum, it still counts as a seat. So it makes, you know, you're always going to be one person down, but it's a little tighter. I will be asking the clerk when that can be renewed. They'll probably do it when some other committees meet, you know, and so it might be 3 months, it might be longer than that, but I will certainly let you know at your next meeting when that's anticipated to be filled. And certainly the applicants that came last month, we would encourage them to reapply or to have, you know, to respond yes if asked, if they're still interested, and hopefully be able to quickly get somebody on the committee. It was unfortunate news. She's on our subcommittee but she is remaining involved in some Rotten City Cultural District. If she's subconscious about that at all.
Yes. Well, then we have our 6.2 public art projects monthly update.
So this is that teal piece. Actually, if somebody has the meeting packet, I could just look at it on.
Oh, do you want to look on my phone? The first item is the Aloni art.
Hi. Thank you. So the subcommittee met on July 24th, a productive first meeting where the Lishgen indicated that they would be interested in collaboration, that they're to meet monthly as available, and both indicated interest in City Hall, Doyle Hollis Park, the Amtrak station, and Marina as possible locations for the collaboration. They also expressed interest. You know, we kind of said, hey, you know, we don't necessarily have to do this in the way we've done calls or even RFP. You know, one of the questions is it a small list of eligible artists you want to have, limit that to? Or is there an artist that you just want to ask for a commission because you as a body can commission a specific artist if that's the desire?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's in the ordinance.
So what is this again?
This is for the Alone collaboration.
Oh, but then...
I asked them who they had worked with in the past that they, you know, they might be, if they were to pursue that. And they talked about Yuki Nagase, who's at Doyle Hollis Park. He had done a collaboration in Richmond. And so I've had a conversation with him. He's interested if that is to move forward. I mean, there's
nothing. So they like him. That's good.
Like him. And so, you know, maybe that's at the marina or maybe that's expanding what's at Doyle Hollis Park. But it's possible that it would just be.
I thought working. It was going to take forever.
Right. It might not. We shall see.
But they're not. We're going to get into the thicker. Right. We don't know.
We still don't have a specific site or a specific material. They're not able to meet in August just because they have a whole day staff retreat. So we won't meet until September. I will use that time to really see if anything's possible at Amtrak or the Water Tower. Because maybe the collaboration with Aloni brings some interest. And if it doesn't, then we'll just have to eliminate sites, which is fine.
Inside for the
for the Amtrak.
Replacing the damage.
Yeah. The Marina Memorial, at your last meeting, Erica and David both agreed to be on a subcommittee as that project moves forward. And it's on a slower time, so I have no update on it. The Viz Art, you had the action tonight, expanded it into the whole program. Seven, I think we just finished one more of the contracts today. Carrie, I got Chris Granula. So I think we have seven contracts completed. All of those artists intend to install in October to be part of Art and Culture Month. So we can have openings and activities and activations that are associated with those visual art grants. We hope to have Roberto Gesulamundi install his bench at the senior center and get him under contract, but there's some insurance stuff, always insurance stuff, that are delaying that. Oh, thank you for getting that up. A lot of great art will be going in this year, and then three of the artists will complete their works in 2027. So that's Elliot Stuber, Carrie Lederer, and Packer Jennings are all, their works will be in 2027.
And Thomas Jones started.
Yeah, Thomas Jones, yeah.
He'll be done.
Yeah, September 18th with a grand opening at ECAP of the new facility. Yeah. So hopefully we can also maybe do something in October as well, another celebration of his work, that contest. On 40th, I've been meeting with them just about every month with the design team for the 40th Street project and our artists. Things like, is it solar power or is it electricity? Is the general contract putting that in? What are the specs? Do we need a thicker landing pad? You know, are we strengthening the concrete that's underneath their sculptures? It's all going well. I'm paying them for their approval of their final design, which is another $25,000. And then they have asked to move forward with the notice to proceed. And one of the things that I want to confirm is that they don't need a building permit, which I don't think we're going to need because they had a spec that are just going to roll into our general contractor actually doing the installation.
Oh, for
For the 40th project.
Oh, for the. Oh,
so it's not for the, this is new.
A city.
The city's contractor for 40th will do the installation of the sculptures after they are fabricated by the artist. So they don't need a building permit. So they can I can give them notice to proceed. Understanding that if they do it now, they'll be storing it for a year and a half. So they have some storage, but I've said that to them and said, you know, because I had the conversation with Public Works, I can now give them to notice proceed. That'll be $200,000. This project will have passed its, like, is it happening? It will be happening once they do that. So we're getting close. We're getting close to the work being fabricated. It will be a year and a half before it is installed. The intention is for them to know 6 months before the project is supposed to be completed so that they can fabricate and install at the same time as the project ends. So the grand opening includes the art along with the other
elements. So I just asked, why do they need to fabricate now?
They don't. I mean, and so I think I'm going to go ahead and give them notice to proceed, and that's right. Their choice, right?
Right.
They making sure they understand.
Right.
They don't need it. And we've had some email about, understanding we have more time, maybe. The bus shelter, it's currently Stella Call's work. We've gotten printed Carrie Hott's. The first work I've ever seen that just didn't fill the space. One of the four in Carrie Hott's work. I'm curious if people react to it or how you see about it.
You've seen the graffiti?
On Shell Mount, yes.
Yeah.
And so when they put Carrie Hott's in, the contractor doing the install will do the cleanup of that.
Oh, that was so sad, but yes.
It was. And I have them go, I pay them $1,000 to go out, so I want to pay them to do the cleaning at the same time that they're putting the new work in. I appreciate if you see something in the community, you know, see something, say something. I have seen that work.
It is true, though. We don't, and I do work in lots of cities, and we don't have as much graffiti.
Yeah, but that bus shelter is the bus shelter that gets broken glass and graffiti. That's
which one is it?
It's on Shell Mound right out. If you come out.
I had a show in the in those places, and within 2 days the glass was broken in that site.
Oh,
yeah. And so we now have somebody else who does the grass repair, but it reoccurring.
Is there anything we can do? I know
just an angry person. We could have a camera.
But what can we do? Like try to identify.
Maybe
something in, you know, have Rob write something about a little increase in.
Oh, you mean the evil eye?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've seen old staff reports that talked about taking that bus shelter out of the program because it was reoccurring graffiti. So I don't know that it's a new location. It's very clear from our sign of the times that there are certain streets always graffitied, other streets, not at all. And it's not, and some of them are busy streets and some of them aren't.
And look at that giant orange wall of mine. Mm-hmm. And it hardly ever gets graffitied, you guys.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's fair.
What makes people do it?
But we have had a fairly well-managed program in a lot of the, for our murals, it's unclear that a graffiti coat would be a good idea because then the artist has a harder time repeating it with the real paint, right?
In that bus shelter, is it plexiglass on top of that?
So it is not. It's glass. There is the possibility of doing plexiglass, but it's more expensive to install. Mm. And if anybody puts like wheat paste on it, it's gone and it's more expensive to
them. I was going to say have the glass there and then put the protective coating of a cheap plexiglass on the side.
Maybe we can.
But that plexiglass, they scrape. I thought it was plexiglass. They scraped the glass.
Yeah.
They were like,
yeah.
I think these people are waiting and there's, you know, too many idle youth.
But it was an infer. It wasn't offensive, but it was very interesting.
Yeah. It is only that location. And so it may be that there's more youth at that location.
There's always people waiting. Yeah. Right. And I waited there and I felt
I love that rest station. I mean, I think it's so great that you can go, you know, 5 minutes to go home. It's really great.
But I'll look into if a plexiglass coating on glass will be an option because it is an ongoing cost and concern.
Ask them if they can just do a coat that can be like a, you know, 16th of an inch one or something that can be sacrificed.
Yeah. The purchase award at your September meeting, so your next meeting, we will be asking you for recommendations on meetings. And the two women who applied for the PAC will be asked to be community members on the purchase award. So you might not have them on the committee for a while, but at least, you know, in between. And then the location and the roster for the Celebration of Arts 40th show is now up and live, which you need to know it is available. That's the works we'll be picking from. We do a gallery guide for the, and Harry will need to know from the Celebration Arts who's not selling. We'll look at who we've already purchased in the last 5 years and so forth. And then the social media campaign, our intern is taking it over. And she is, anything with the visual art grants or the RCCD donations, I'm just asking her to put that content up.
And ask her to find grants for us. Even if we write them. One that matching grants for maintenance, maybe, matching grants for projects.
I don't know that anybody gives money for me.
I know.
The problem is like, here, you can make this thing happen. No.
No, nobody. But you never know. No. Any kind of matching grants, because I just want to keep our money longer. And we'll help write them.
That's good. And Gallery 4509, that has been tabled while the Celebration of Arts is managing both the gallery.
So, it's not going to be there in October with the.
Yeah.
It'll be there with the.
Yeah.
I've never been totally clear about this gallery in terms of who's lease with. Who has the lease?
The lease is between the city and the Emeryville Celebration of Arts. They have a no. There's no revenue
tenants or something. This has a lease with the landlord.
I don't know that we have a lease with Qatar. Yeah, Qatar is the owner of the building, right. The Emery. We have conditions of approval that state what the space will be that they will provide. I think that's the legal agreement under which the city has access to it.
Okay.
The city then, by having that development agreement or the conditions related to that, have leased the space as a sublease to the Celebration of Arts. That is being modified. And one of the questions is, will the city, using public art money, be willing to fund some initial set of activities in 2027 to start the model? And one of the thoughts that I think John expressed to you on the phone at your last meeting was, you know, we don't really know what it costs to run these shows. So if you give us some money to run the shows, then we understand if we need to subsidize it for local artists to participate.
It usually costs about $4,000 to run a show, really.
And that's what you base I think he wants to, I mean, has stated an interest in getting Sutter. Potentially.
I bet he didn't already do it.
I believe he's already started those communications. And so it may be that the city is just a stopgap until Sutter is a partner.
The Celebration of their art is really a nonprofit, so they can fundraise really well, better than the city might. So maybe go into suggestions. But that lender, they don't have them a trash pickup for them.
Yeah.
Or a space for trash. And they don't have a mailbox for them.
I think, you know, this was a new kind of space and maybe some details did, if they weren't told they had to do it,
they didn't do it.
And thought they would do that. Right. You know, but and I think they did get a dog. I think they did. And then I think they did. Right. Like a little shame, a little like, hey, this is an issue. And they did that. It was done as a development extraction. The city had control of the space, leased it to Celebration. There will be a revised lease.
And you know what both parties want. Pretty exciting about the October month.
Yeah.
So much to do. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Yeah, my manager looked at me and she goes, so what's going on with you? And I'm like, well, October, just don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
The Art Center, there isn't new information, and we'll have Chad or Charmin come if when we get to, they're supposed to set up a board and they're supposed to get an executive director. That's using the Art Center funds to do that. Those are the next
items. And then you have to go to the city council and ask them to kick it down the road.
Well, they've gone to the city council as a study session, so then they'll just bring a contract. Will be the next step.
So they've already proved that. So they're still looking for someone? I hope.
They're looking for somebody. They're structuring the board to look for people on the board to then look for an executive director. I'm not in those meetings. I'm not, so you know, if you want more detail, and I'll ask for when there's detail to be able to be provided. The cultural district, Jasmine Singh Rosado, as Vicky was talking about earlier. Has a gallery show that goes through August 29th is the closing. And I think it's going to be a pretty spectacular photographic show because it brings all the work from the locations she's gone, the photo walkthroughs she's been doing with people, the drop-ins at the studio. A good party to attend. I am unfortunately out of town, so I'm going to miss it. I hope to make it there on Friday. And it's at 5 p.m.
What time is your thing on Friday? I'll be there tomorrow to get pictures of my girlfriends. 10 of us will be there.
And so the closing celebration is on the 29th at 5 p.m. I don't know if I, well, the San Francisco SUA partnership has entering into contract for a call that will go out. Hasn't yet been released, but I'll certainly share it. For sea level rise envisioning adaptation.
January?
I don't know. Later than October.
This year?
It might be this year, but it might fall to early next year. I don't know. But it they have the contract now. So that milestone has been achieved. The district got an award, and we can't talk about it publicly. Amarillo Rotten City Cultural District got an award. We can't talk about it publicly.
Well, you deserve it.
But we will be having a little thing at the city council on October 6th. Mm-hmm. It'll be announced in late September. It'll fall within art and culture. Thank you.
You deserve it. You worked hard. And it wasn't easy.
at your next meeting.
Who was the award from? Is it from the California Arts Council?
No, and I can't say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Only because I'm hoping they'll give us more money.
Yeah. I don't know that. I think if we. Oh, wait. You know, they're going to.
Because
they're doing the new ones right now and they're setting up. But they are, the Art Council is giving us new materials with 20 assets and mount, Compound Gallery or 45th Street Artist Co-op or City Hall. I got to tell them to move the RCCD. RCCD's space is moving. Okay. So the Bay Street found a tenant for the space that RCCD was in. Mm-hmm. Archana will be the last residency.
Uh-huh.
Archana has a postcard and it's something like 12 artists and it's also focusing on water. So that will be September's.
Who's the tenant in there? I'll ask them. It doesn't matter. Just curious.
So they got new space from Bay Street at the space that used to be Xfinity. Very different space.
In the center?
Just south of Tipsy Butt.
Yeah.
Right by Tipsy Butt. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Much more walk up.
It's challenging because there's startup costs associated with signage and, do they have a mural? Do they change what the walls look like? And there's no funds for that startup, but.
How raw is the space?
It is retail space, so it has shelves and
so next meeting you'll see it, huh?
Yeah. So I've seen it. We had our, but I think you'll both see it on Wednesday.
I won't be there.
Okay.
But so the Pacific Rim Sculpture Group is interested in doing a show with RCCD, and they're trying to reach out and get sculptures of younger ones for the group and of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking I could ask Mildred Howard if she would curate the show and would pay her a good amount. But so put that into your minds when you're meeting with those guys.
Okay.
But that would be for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Bay Street is still not going to be charging rent. There's some residents.
It's still a free space.
And they like us because we bring people in.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been a good partnership. It was a little scary that there was a tenant for their space, and then they obviously made it possible for them to stay by finding another location.
For now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think they activated the space so they could get rented. Who?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's Tokyo Central. I mean, no.
It's called Jinx or something.
Very
like
small
that.
Space.
It's small. Yeah, it probably, and the truth is it probably was more competitive space because Tokyo Central. Right. They did a lot more traffic. Yeah, it is. You all had an action tonight about preservation arts. The Rivian mural got installed. If you're looking at the railroad, if you're crossing the railroad tracks at 67, it's either 67 or 65th, it's right there. And I have pictures that I've shown you, but we are going to be adding it to the GIS. It's not actually even under the private requirement. They were not required to do art. That's their brand and that's what they do.
So I'm going to send you guys the pictures of she sent me from ECAP. It's such a great picture.
It's wonderful.
But you'll really love it. And I should send you the one from the senior center. The woman is totally beautiful.
Maybe you should put a bug in her ear that she should apply for a future bus show.
Yeah, and she should have been in the Emeryville show.
She was previously.
She never got a notification. Trin.
She didn't. No, because I asked her if she was going to be in there, and she said she didn't receive any communication or invitation, but she would have loved to.
Mm.
But then she said she would take photos that we have a table.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have staff people volunteer like other organizations, you won't have to sit it if you don't want to.
You can actually have a break.
You can have a break. Trin is really good at sitting things.
Yeah.
Thank you. So at Harvest Festival, there's going to be a whole kind of alley of sea level rise. RCCD is going to have a booth, and because the Gallery 4509 show for the 45th Street Artist Co-op's 40th anniversary will be opening at the same time as the Harvest Festival, because they want to get all those people that are at the Harvest Festival come on over. And RCCD has agreed to do some kind of art walk or installation or wayfinding or something to get people from Harvest Festival to Gallery 4509 on that Saturday, the day after the Celebration of Arts opening for the 40th celebration. And then that Tuesday will be the proclamation associated with the award and those 40th celebrations.
Can we do a flatbed truck, put some hay on top of it, and just wheel them from, and just drive them from wherever?
Does he have a cart
back? Pumpkins and
yeah. Harvest Festival will have all that. Yeah, definitely. But if there is a question of like having artists sign up as vendors and having more of an art and culture alley, you know, maybe, and Erica's going to talk to Hazel, who's the event organizer, about the lit muraled walkway and that potentially being like an artist space. And that's it. That's what I got. Questions? You can ask, take action if you wanted to add a future agenda item at this time. That's where you are in the agenda. But as you will see, there are five things already.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little curious about, did you do any research about the bus coverings or that?
About if we get more or what?
Okay. Yes, if we could make a program where we put artwork on the merry-go-round.
I have not looked into that, but
see, we could look for a grant for that, because that's saving air quality, environmental, and then ask them to support art projects on the bus, get more writers.
Okay,
we could look for that one.
Okay. You know, it might actually be really cool to have the sea level rise residency have their work be wrapped on the merry-go-round.
That's what that I mean. Great. So, but the sea level rise, it got a grant.
It got, I mean, so maybe money could be, maybe that's an idea to use their money to, that's how to show it to people, right?
Like, yeah. Cool. And then
because there's been a question of like, are they installing it out at the marina? Are they putting it in a gallery space? Or like, where's the end product of this? And maybe the process would be a better way to get people to see it.
Yeah, and see the whole show and see it. So, I love it.
That'd be great.
Pretend like we're uptown museum and really advertise.
we shall see. As we learn with
Mila. How much did it cost to do his?
It was 9,000 for both the sides and the back, and then this art space. So I think it was 6,000 to add the sides and 3,000 for just the back. So we might choose to just have the back, for example.
Well, yeah. But how much are they going to contribute to the show? The people, the sea level rise people.
The contract, I believe, is for $25,000, but it's potentially for multiple artists, and it's for
residencies for multiple artists. Yeah, residencies.
Yes, and but there is the intention of having a final work that is about, and the call hasn't been written, but
this one might be able to have. Grants. I'll look up and see if there's time. They love to fund the environment. And then you can use the money for installation and such.
I think that if you want a new project like the PAC supporting additional fund, you'll want the budget and you'll want to review the master plan at the same time. And so we can roll that in.
Oh, no. Yeah. But first we have to find out how feasible it is before we But that would be a trendsetter, at least. You know?
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of space for art.
What a problem to have.
I know, but we're doing so good on feedback. But I think I'm going to say that I was impressed by this, her.
Yeah, she has skills that I don't have. It's great.
She's
yeah.
going to do good. She'll do good. It's a little expensive, but...
Yes.
A little expensive, but it'll work.
If it solves a problem, we don't have another way to solve
it. You're the only city right now I know who's doing anything. Very sad to say.
This is the time in the announcements. Announcements in order.
It's been pretty chatty, but have we covered it all, or should we adjourn?
Anybody else when I talk about something for the future? No. Do you want to be on the committee that picks out the art too? For the Emeryville Celebration of the Arts? No. You don't want to do it either? No.
Make his friends mad.
I look at the stuff already. I don't want to be on there.
It is hard to judge other artists. I really hate it. You don't mind.
Look at the transit.
I can judge it.
I judge it.
No. Yeah, she just says, I can judge it.
I think it's the defending part. I think the first time I was on it, I wasn't expecting to have to sell it, like my point of view. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard when you're like, it's just pretty.
That is true.
I know to bring a more compelling argument to the table.
On that note.
Well, it is a hard, long job. There's a lot of people to look at.
Yeah.
It is going to give away money.
So at your next meeting in September, one of you or your missing counterparts should be.
That could be you.
What could be me here?
In September, we're looking for members of the PAC, a member of the PAC, to serve on the Purchase Award Selection Panel. It is often filled by a new member of the PAC.
Well, since I'm not eligible for the prize, I'll be happy to do that.
See, if there's good.
Yeah.
We used to not ask artists to judge other artists, but now we don't care.
With that,
we can call our meeting on August 13th, 2026, adjourned at 7:01
p.m. It's been it, baby.
Nice job.
Bringing in on time.
Yeah.
And she's Emeryville. That company lives in Emeryville.
I didn't know that.